Welcome everybody to the Superhumanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us. Make sure you follow us on Superhumanistic on everything, YouTube, Instagram. Make sure you hit that follow button on this podcast so that way you never miss another episode. And we're going to start off with a little recap of last week. We've been continuing our series here of Blue Zones, which are areas of the world where people live to be 100. They follow certain diets, certain movements, exercises, ways to be mentally healthy. So if you've missed those episodes, feel free to go back and get caught up on those. Last week, we were talking about downshifting and all the different ways to hit that lower gear in life, which you need every now and again just to stay mentally and physically healthy. So go back to last week if you want to hear about downshifting, what that means, all the various benefits of it, and some methods to get that done. This week, we're going to talk about diet and about all the great things that people in the Blue Zones eat, which I think align with a lot of the ways that we eat.
Yeah.
We try to practice a diet of Mediterranean, essentially, more vegan heavy. We recently got into more getting rid of our meats and doing the plant-based alternatives. Although we aren't vegan, we still will certainly eat fish, and I like a burger and a good steak every now and again. It's just reducing it, moderation, and eating in certain ways. So I think I'll let you get into some ways that the Blue Zone people eat, and then we'll take it from there.
Yeah, so within the Blue Zone, so I have actually purchased the Blue Zone book as well. And reading that, again, they have like that circle of the nine movements that they are foundations that make up a Blue Zone area. So within this particular foundation, it is called Eat Wisely, and there's three different pillars within the Eat Wisely. So you have the 80% rule. So really that's eating until you're 80% full. Plant-based, which again is kind of what we're following for our diet, adding in meat every once in a great while, or an animal product every once in a while. And then they add in the wine at 5. So we'll go into what that means right now. But really, those are the three areas, the three pillars that make up that foundation of eating wisely.
You have everybody's attention when you said wine.
Yes. So. Yeah, right. Got my attention when I was reading this. So Sardinia, they really believe in eating a peasant plant-based diet. So eating as if you're eating simple, pretty much, is what that is meaning. So their classic diet consists really of those cheap peasant foods. So whole grains, sourdough breads, beans, garden vegetables. So they're growing a lot of their own foods that they're eating. Fruits, and then olive oil. So replacing the butters with olive oil. They also traditionally eat pecorino cheese. Probably didn't say that right, but it's P-E-C-O-R-I-N-O, so pecorino cheese. It's a cheese that is made from grass-fed sheep. And then the reasoning that this cheese is so good is because it is high in omega-3 fatty acids. So good tasting and also really good for you. And then they only have goat's milk as their main choice of dairy. And then for meat, really their meat that they're eating throughout the week is reserved for only on Sundays. And then they're only having it for one of their meals on Sundays. They also will eat meat for those special occasions, but really eliminating the consumption of animal products throughout the week, especially the meat only on Sundays. And they also believe in drinking a glass or two of red wine daily. So this shows, drinking moderately in general, shows that it has the benefits of lowering your stress levels. They specifically are drinking a Pinot wine. It's C-A-N-N-O-N-A-U wine. And that has 2 to 3 times higher levels of the artery scrubbing flavonoids in it. So that's also the benefit of drinking 2 glasses of wine in Sardinia, is that that wine in particular has those flavonoids that are decreasing, scrubbing out your arteries. And then in Costa Rica, they have, and specifically Nicoyen, Nicoyans are drinking hard water. So hard water actually has calcium in it, or a higher calcium content. So drinking higher calcium content water lowers that rate of the heart disease, as well as giving you strong bones. And for them, as they're getting older, you get more and more like hip fractures or falls and things like that. So drinking a higher calcium water leads to less injuries as well. They believe in eating a light dinner, so they eat fewer calories, and it's actually proven, the only proven way to add years to your life is to eat fewer calories. We're actually struggling right now going through a fast, light fast, as I like to say. Just meaning that we did add creamer to our coffee, but we made sure that it was under 50 calories, actually under 40 calories for us. So making sure that we are eating fewer calories throughout our month. We pick like a weekend usually that we are going to fast for between 48 to 72 hours. This time we're doing it as a light fast, and just decreasing the amount of calories that we're eating throughout our days. Same thing for Costa Rica and those blue zone areas. A lot of the blue zone areas are eating fewer calories throughout their days, which is why they're living to be into their hundreds and healthy in their hundreds, walking, mentally able to come up with different and new ideas. Like, It's amazing what they're able to do just based off of diet alone. They also, when they are eating, they're eating a Mesoamerican diet. So a Mesoamerican diet is highlighted by what's called the three sisters of agriculture. So again, the beans, corn, and squash. So they're adding that into all of their meals throughout the day. And then Loma Linda, which is in America, they are snacking on nuts. So they find 5 days out of the week that they're able to have some nuts. This lowers the risk of heart disease and can increase your lifespan up to 2 years as well. And they're avoiding meat. So many Adventists follow the vegetarian or vegan diet. They eat mainly fruits, veggies, whole grains, which are protective against a wide variety of cancers. And then they too are eating an early light dinner. So they have this saying, eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and then dinner like a pauper. So a light dinner early.
Prince and the pauper.
Yeah, prince and the pauper. Yeah, I thought that was a cool quote. So again, eating breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper. The light dinner early avoids us flooding our system with a bunch of calories right before you go to sleep. So your body is not going to be moving at night, right? You're literally sleeping, so you're burning less calories anyways. So eating a light dinner and it being earlier in the evening helps your body to be able to digest all of those calories that you just ate. As well as giving your body the chance to continue to burn what you had ate earlier in the day. This also promotes better sleep, eating lighter and earlier. That was it for that one. And then we have the Okinawa. the Okinawans, again, eat that plant-based diet. So their meals are really stir-fried vegetables, sweet potatoes, and tofu. All of this is high in nutrients and low in calories. They have goya or bitter melon, which has a lot of antioxidants and compounds that lower blood sugar. Eating more soy as well. So they find foods that are rich with soy, like tofu, miso soup. Flavonoids in tofu actually help to protect the heart and guard against breast cancer as well. And then they eat fermented soy, which contributes to a healthy intestinal ecology and offers better nutritional benefits. So trying to find that fermented soy as well. And then part of what they're doing within their own homes is planting a kitchen herb garden. So whether it be like in your windowsill or just somewhere within your kitchen where there's more light, they are planting herbs. So they do mugwort, ginger, and turmeric, which are staples to the Okinawan garden. And they are proven to have medicinal qualities in each of those herbs as well. The Ikarians are eating a variety of Mediterranean diet, which again has lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, beans, and olive oil. They are adding in more potato, greens, and beans to that diet though. They also are drinking the herbal tea. So another area of a blue zone, they believe in drinking a lot of herbal teas, which have a lot of antioxidants. And then they have teas with wild rosemary, sage, and oregano. Each of these herbs act as a diuretic, which keeps your blood pressure in check and rids your body of excess sodium and water. They also are fasting occasionally. So again, the only proven way to actually increase your lifespan is to eat fewer calories. So they're fasting occasionally. They are really religious there as well. And their religious calendar has those days where they're fasting for a certain amount of time. That's, again, the only proven way to slow your aging process is by cutting out those calories or doing some sort of fasting. Yeah, that was it as far as like what those blue zone areas are doing and some of the benefits. Like my husband said, we do try to follow more of that plant-based or a vegan diet. We'll continue to share what we're eating on Instagram and posting different pictures. If you know of any brands that are really good for like cheeses, that's the one thing that we feel we haven't really found a really good cheese, vegan cheese yet, but continue to look and try new plant-based products as we find them in the stores as well, and we'll share those with you. So if you have any that you would like to share with us, we'd be willing to try it and post our own video on what we thought of it as well. You have some benefits that you want to add or?
Yeah, you mentioned a lot of great whole foods there. Basically, whole foods are going to be a food that's in its natural state. So you're always trying to avoid anything that's been preserved in some way, been processed, been put into packaging. So anytime you can eat those whole foods in their natural state, that's what you're going for. I think it's a good idea as well to let people know what you want to avoid. And the things you want to avoid are white bread, French fries. I know those are great, especially truffle French fries, which we really like. Any kind of snack mixes, chips and crackers, frozen pizzas, fast food, of course, even snack bars, unfortunately. Anything that's boxed, macaroni and cheese would be an example. I know it's home with those macaroni and cheese lovers. Chicken nuggets are processed, hot dogs, commercial baked goods, deli meats, microwave meals, at least most of them, candy, soda, and other sweetened beverages. So those are all things you want to try to avoid if you want to be able to eat more like the people who live in the blue zones and really be able to experience all the benefits that they get, such as improved heart health, reduced risk of chronic disease, increased longevity, which helps them live well into their hundreds and also do it with a good quality and standard of life, and just better overall mental and physical well-being. So my wife has already talked about ways to kind of get into that by prioritizing those plant-based foods. I just talked about limiting those foods that you want to avoid. And you mentioned the 80% rule earlier. So what that refers to is really just practicing eating mindfully. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to hunger cues and fullness. My wife has taught me to eat much slower over the years. I used to be a fast eater that would scarf everything down. Part of that's from growing up. For some reason, if you live in a family, you have some siblings, maybe you feel like if you don't eat it fast enough that some sibling's gonna take it off your plate. I'm not sure where that comes from exactly, but also with work, I know I used to only have like 30 minutes for lunch, 15 minute breaks. So I'm trying to scarf down a big portion of food within 15 minutes really fast, but you'll wanna try to avoid that and really just take it slow and give yourself, your body and your mind time to process everything and make you feel full so you can kind of reach that 80% mark of still staying a little bit hungry, basically. And you also, wine is good, but you do want to limit your alcohol consumption in general. Try to avoid those heavy liquors, beers that have a lot of carbs and those type of things. And by adopting these strategies, you can really emulate the dietary habits of people in different places of the world that live in these blue zones. So as my wife mentioned, we are in the middle of a fast right now, trying to reach 48 hours. We're over 24 hours at this point, about 26 hours. Feeling a little bit lethargic, certainly very hungry. But I know that there are those benefits of increasing longevity. We did an episode about all the benefits that you get and also our experience with fasting. So if you want to learn more about fasting, go back and listen to that episode that we had a couple months ago. So the challenge for everybody this week, what do we got for them?
I would really challenge all of you to do the whole 80% rule. Not necessarily thinking of it as an 80% rule, but going back even to previous, just last week's episode of downshifting, like really focus on being mindful. We do talk about, yoga, meditation, exercise, and food, but like that mindfulness, incorporating mindfulness throughout all of our activities really helps me to be able to make sure that I'm doing what's best and healthiest for my body. So I encourage you to do the mindful eating this week. That is the challenge of the week. Just to really be mindful as you're eating, like what does your food actually taste like? Are you fully tasting all the flavors as you're taking a bite of your food? Putting your fork down between bites and making sure that you're getting that full experience. What's the texture of your food even feel like within your mouth? Taking a drink of water in between those bites as well helps with that mindfulness, feeling the coolness of the water as you're finishing up with that bite, and then relaxing and having a conversation. So turning the TV off and being mindful of those who are around you as you're eating, whether it be a child that you're used to having to really eat fast because you know that they're gonna eat fast, but teaching your children too to slow down with their eating and really being into the moment and staying present in the moment while they're eating. So that's your challenge for the week.
Great challenge, great tips there. And don't forget to follow us on Super Humanistic on everything. Hit that follow button on the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel so you never miss another episode, and drop us a line, and we love to get back to you. So that's all we had for this week. Thank you for joining us, and have a great week.
Bye.